Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Lila, Chapter 8, Talks Between the Lord and Ramananda Roy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has just completed his reply to Ramananda Roy, where Ramananda Roy said, "Even though you're dressed as a sannyasi, I'm seeing you as Krishna." And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had replied, "Yes, that is the nature of an exalted soul, an Uttama Bhagavata, that wherever he looks, he sees Krishna." Now Ramananda Roy is going to reply to the Lord's words. Ramananda Roy said, "My dear Lord, please give up all these serious talks. Please do not conceal your real form from me. My dear Lord, I can understand that you have assumed the ecstasy and bodily complexion of Srimati Radharani. By accepting this, you are tasting your own personal transcendental humor and have therefore appeared as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Nija guda karja tomara prema asvadana anusange prema maya koila tribhuvana." My dear Lord, you have descended to this in this incarnation of Lord Chaitanya for your own personal reasons. You have come to taste your own spiritual bliss, and at the same time, you are transforming the whole world by spreading the ecstasy of love of Godhead. My dear Lord, by your causeless mercy, you have appeared before me to grant me liberation. Now you are playing in a duplicitous way. What is the reason for this behavior? Lord Sri Krishna is the reservoir of all pleasure, and Srimati Radharani is the personification of ecstatic love of Godhead. Tabe hashi tanara prabhu de kaila swarupa rasa raja mahabhava dui ekarupa. These two forms have combined as one in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This being the case, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu revealed his real form to Ramananda Roy. Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport to this verse. This is described as Radha Bhava Duti Suvalalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Lord Sri Krishna was absorbed in the features of Srimati Radharani. This was disclosed to Ramananda Roy when he saw Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. An advanced devotee can understand Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahi Anya. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, being a combination of Radha and Krishna, is none different from Radha Krishna combined. This is explained by Srupa Damodara Goswami. This is the fifth verse of the Mangalacharan and the first chapter of Adilila. Radha Krishna Pranaya Vikritya Ladini Shakti Asmad E Kapmanav Api Bhuvi Pura Deha Vedam Gato Tau Chaitanakyam Pratakam Prakatam Aduna Tadvayam Chaikyamaptam Radha Bhava Duti Suva Lalitam Nomi Krishna Sarupam. Radha Krishna is one. Radha Krishna is Krishna and Krishna's pleasure potency combined. When Krishna exhibits his pleasure potency, he appears to be two, Radha and Krishna. Otherwise, Radha and Krishna are one. This oneness may be perceived by advanced devotees through the grace of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. This was the case with Ramananda Roy. One may aspire to attain such a position, but one should not try to imitate the Mahabhagavata. Deki Ramananda Hoyla Anande Muchite Daritena Parideha Padila Bumite. Upon seeing this form, Ramananda Roy lost consciousness in transcendental bliss. Unable to remain standing, he fell to the ground. When Ramananda Roy fell to the ground, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu touched his hand and he immediately regained consciousness. But when he saw Lord Chaitanya in the dress of a sannyasi, he was struck with wonder. After embracing Ramananda Roy, the Lord pacified him, informing him, "But for you, no one has ever seen this form." Srila Prabhupada writes in his purport. In the Bhagavad Gita 7.25, Lord Krishna states, "Naham prakasham sarvasya yoga maya samavritaha mudayam nabhijananti lokomam ajam avyayam." I am never manifest to the foolish and unintelligent. For them, I am covered by my internal potency, yoga maya, and so they do not know me, who am unborn and infallible. The Lord always reserves the right of not being exposed to everyone. The devotees, however, are always engaged in the service of the Lord, serving with the tongue by chanting the Hare Krishna mantra and tasting Mahaprasadam. Gradually, the sincere devotee pleases the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and the Supreme Lord reveals himself. One cannot see the Supreme Lord by making personal effort. Rather, when the Lord is pleased by the service of a devotee, he reveals himself. Mora tatra lila rasa tomara gochare. Ata eva e rupa de kailan tomare. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed, "All the truths about my pastimes and mellows are within your knowledge. Therefore, I have shown this form to you. Actually, my body does not have a fair complexion. It only appears so because it has touched the body of Srimati Radharani. However, she does not touch anyone but the son of Nanda Maharaj. I have now converted my body and mind into the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. Thus, I am tasting my own personal sweetness in that form." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. Gaura Sundara here informs Sri Ramananda Roy, "My dear Ramananda Roy, you are actually seeing a separate person with a fair complexion body. Actually, I am not fair. Being Sri Krishna, the son of Nanda Maharaj, I am blackish. But when I come in touch with Srimati Radharani, I become fair complexioned externally. Srimati Radharani does not touch the body of anyone but Krishna. I taste my own transcendental features by accepting the complexion of Srimati Radharani. Without Radharani, one cannot taste the transcendental pleasure of Krishna's conjugal love." That's the end of the quotation. In this regard, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur comments on the Prakriti Sahajya Sampradaya, which considers Krishna and Lord Chaitanya to possess different bodies. They misinterpret the words Gaura Anga Nahi Mora in text 287. That was the previous verse. From that verse and the present verse, we can understand that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was none different from Krishna. Both are the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the form of Krishna, the Lord enjoys spiritual bliss and remains the shelter of all devotees, Vishya Vigraha. And in his Gauranga feature, Krishna tastes separation from Krishna in the ecstasy of Srimati Radharani. This ecstatic form is Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna is always the transcendental reservoir of all pleasure, and he is technically called Dhira Lalita. Srimati Radharani is the embodiment of spiritual energy personified as ecstatic love for Krishna. Therefore, only Krishna can touch her. The Dhira Lalita aspect is not seen in any other form of the Lord, including Vishnu and Narayan. Srimati Radharani is therefore known as Govinda Nandini and Govinda Mohini, for she is the only source of transcendental pleasure for Sri Krishna and the only person who can enchant his mind. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then admitted to his pure devotee, Ramananda Roy, "Now, there is no confidential activity unknown to you. Even though I try to conceal my activities, you can understand everything in detail by virtue of your advanced love for me." The Lord then requested Ramananda Roy, keep all these talks a secret. Please do not expose them anywhere and everywhere. Since my activities appear to be like those of a madman, people may take them lightly and laugh. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "Indeed, I am a madman, and you are also a madman, therefore we are on the same platform." Here is Srila Prabhupada's purport. All these conversations between Ramananda Roy and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appear ludicrous to a common man who is not a devotee. The entire world is filled with material conceptions, and people are unable to understand these conversations due to the conditioning of mundane philosophy. Those who are overly attached to mundane activities cannot understand the ecstatic conversations between Ramananda Roy and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Consequently, the Lord requested that Ramananda Roy keep all these conversations secret and not expose them to the general populace. If one is actually advanced in Krishna consciousness, he can understand these confidential talks. Otherwise, they appear crazy. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore informed Ramananda Roy that they both appeared like madmen and were therefore on the same platform. It is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita 269, Yanishasa avabhutanam tasyam jagarti samyami yasyam jagrat Tibhutani Sanisha Pasyato Muni. What is night for all beings is the time of awakening for the self-controlled, and the time of awakening for all beings is night for the introspective sage. Sometimes Krishna consciousness appears like a type of madness to mundane people, just as the activities of mundaneness are considered a form of madness by Krishna conscious men. For 10 nights, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Ramananda Roy spent a happy time discussing the pastimes of Krishna. So we shall end at this point, and Krishna willing, we shall continue very, very soon. Hare Krishna.